Hello, friends. I have a really big announcement. I am going to be starting the Alicursors Cinematic Universe. Okay. So, you might be wondering what that means. Well, I had a bit of a realization around a month or two ago about the current state of audio roleplay and ASMR audio dramas in general. And, well, before I say anything, I don't want to say that anything is bad or that anything is inherently wrong in any kind of way. It's just that, you know, lately it seems like a lot of the content has been Yandere does this, Tsundere does this. Like, that content is all well and good, but sometimes all you can really think is like, okay, well, I really like this character, but I don't know, I don't think they're ever going to get a sequel. I don't know whether this character can be anything more than just the Yandere. I figured, well, an easy remedy to that is giving them a name, a personality, a backstory, something that makes them a full character, you know? And as somebody who's been writing for as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to make stories, and now that I have a platform where I can and where I can share them, I might as well start using it for that. And so that's kind of how the Alicursor Cinematic Universe came to be. That probably didn't make all that much sense, but I will say this. I will be releasing audios with characters of my own making. They will have their own names, their own designs, their own backstories, their own plots. And all of these characters are tangled up in a big web that constitutes the Alicursor Cinematic Universe. They're all gonna have some kind of trope to them, like, oh, that one's the monster girl, like, they're gonna have something to them that distinguishes them from the other characters. But they're gonna have names. They're gonna have plots. They're gonna be able to exist in relation to one another. And it's gonna be freaking awesome. Something that I've noticed is that, like, not too many girl VAs are doing this. Most of the people that I see with these, you know, recurring characters, at least in my experience, have been male VAs. And I figured, you know what? I think it's time for the girlies to start doing this. It could be really good. I've always thought that audios have so much potential to be just like movies. And so I want to start making more movies. I think that could be really cool. Now, you might be wondering what this means for you as a patron. Well, my plan is to release Safe Work audios primarily on YouTube with exclusives for Patreon, but all the not safe work or spicy audios will be just for the patrons. That's my plan. This will be something that I do in addition to what I currently do. So I'll try to find a way to make it work and try to find a way to make it seem like everything is being released in a timely manner. And like, you know, you're getting your another deal and that everything's like not overwhelming. So I'll come up with a schedule soon. I just really, really, really needed to tell you guys that this is something that I've been cooking up and that this is what I'm going to be doing as a big thing of Alicursor. And on that note, this is more of a tangent, but I've been wondering what you guys think about me. Well, I've already asked this so many times that it feels weird to ask you it again, but I've been getting more patrons from YouTube, and a lot of them are just looking for safer content. So what I'm thinking of right now is I might make a safe work only tier on here, or like just keep it on like YouTube memberships. I'm not completely sure how I'm gonna get that done. I also have to figure out whether that's gonna be too much work for me, because I am just one person. I still edit all my audios and all that. And while I mentioned in a past little announcement voice memo thing that I would be working with more people to be more efficient and also to take loads off my shoulders. I am very stubborn and I like being involved with the process and stuff, so outside engagement has been very minimal, as it turns out, and I kind of like having everything, like, just done by me. It makes me feel a bit more fulfilled for some reason. So yeah, that's something that's been floating my mind. Thoughts, comments, suggestions. I'd love to hear them. I can tease some of the tropes for the characters in the cinematic universe a little bit. So just to reiterate, you'll be seeing them on YouTube primarily for the safe work stuff, all their spicy, not safe work or exclusive safe work stuff is going to be on Patreon, is my plan. So, I haven't come up with names for all the universes that I have yet, but one of the ones that I do have a name for is called the Not-So-Deadly Demon Girls universe. Still a work in progress, subject to change, but I do like the sound of Not-So-Deadly Demon Girls. We're gonna have a Grim Reaper, a Tsundere Grim Reaper, I mean, a clumsy succubus with no riz, a tired middle management office lady who somehow became the boss of hell, a really crazy, obsessive, paranormal investigator. Like, it's gonna be a whole thing, and they're gonna have stories and lots of jokes and fun times and really comprehensive everything. It's gonna be great. I hope I didn't oversell this. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Yeah, that's it for me. Bye. Take care. You'll be seeing from them very soon. I'll be releasing things very soon. And the patrons will obviously get the first priority when it comes to everything. So, ciao. Peace. Thoughts, suggestions, comments, always welcome. As long as you're not too mean. I'll see you guys later. Bye.